Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. On day 7 of the Joint Appropriations Committee's budget hearings, the Office of State Lands and Investments took center stage. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports the main topic of concern was wildfire and the Forestry Division.
I think it's safe to say the 2024 fire season is still fresh in everyone's mind. Some more conservative lawmakers said they're fine with spending a little more now if it results in lower suppression costs later. Most of the lawmakers were supportive of refilling the emergency fire suppression account with $20 million and reapproving $30 million in borrowing power. Those accounts were used this year to quell more than 1,600 fires and fly 76 missions to try to keep fires small. The office is also asking for 12 firefighting field positions, a public information officer, and a fire business agent. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
This spring, the Trump administration tried to shut down Job Corps centers, including 9 in our region. The federal program trains young people for trade jobs. Lawsuits have kept it going, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach reports, threats still loom.
Half of the country's Job Corps centers could close next year. That's if the U.S. House's appropriation bill goes through as is. This could impact centers in Arizona, Idaho, New Mexico, and Wyoming.
Cutting the program's funding in half would be detrimental to, you know, improving the program.
National Association of Home Builders lobbyist Sam Gilbord says there are problems like low graduation rates, one of the reasons the Trump administration and Congress have tried to cut funding. But he says the answer isn't to get rid of a key pipeline for home builders.
Our housing market can't sustain it. The housing supply can't sustain it.
The Senate's draft of the bill currently keeps Job Corps funding stable. The chambers have until late January to decide on a final number. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The school board in Laramie is set to decide the fate of an abandoned school property. Wyoming Public Radio's Jeff Victor reports there's an offer on the table to build affordable housing there.
A community-wide coalition of housing advocates wants to build townhomes at the abandoned Old Slate Elementary, keeping them at a price point that teachers, nurses, and other early career professionals can afford. Laramie Mayor Sharon Cumby supports the project.
Within the next year and a half, we could have 34 dwellings ready.
The first step is acquiring the land. The advocates have offered to purchase it for the appraisal value of $310,000. But the district has received other offers of up to $1 million. The school board will decide whether to get the best deal it can or whether to sell at the appraisal value in support of affordable housing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
If you're hoping to learn more about virtual fencing, Wyoming Game and Fish and other conservation groups are hosting a free symposium about that technology in Gillette on January 8th. Virtual fencing for livestock is similar to an invisible fence for a dog. Ranchers use it to track cattle and prevent overgrazing and get rid of traditional fences in order to support wildlife migration. Pre-registration for the event is required and closes on December 15th. Find more information on the Game and Fish website. About 350,000 people in the U.S. experience an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest each year. A staggering 90% of them will not survive. Mark Richardson with the Public News Service reports doctors with the American Heart Association want to improve those odds.
With that in mind, the association has developed a new set of CPR guidelines aimed at providing effective ways for people without medical training to save lives. Dr. Ashish Panchal, an emergency department physician at Ohio State University, says it's important for bystanders to act immediately when someone's heart stops.
In that moment, when CPR is started, that rescuer's hands is the patient's heart. Every beat, every compression makes blood flow through the body into their brain and brings that person one step closer to being home with their family neurologically intact.
New guidelines published in the journal Circulation represent the first update CPR guidelines since 2020. Anchal says the updates include using a single-streamed chain of survival for all cardiac arrest scenarios and an increased emphasis on both the quality of compressions and delivering rescue breaths. Mark Richardson reporting.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. Sheridan YO rodeo personnel have been nominated for top honors from the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. The Sheridan Press reports J.J. Harrison is a nominee for Clown / Barrel Man of the Year, Will Rasmussen was nominated for Rodeo Announcer of the Year, and Bobby Marriott is a Pickup Man of the Year nominee. The winners will be announced at the National Finals Rodeo, which runs through the 13th. Two University of Wyoming students were selected to present research posters at a national convention. Kelsey Angelovich and Natalie Schwab were selected out of more than 3,700 submissions for the American Speech Language Hearing Association convention. Angelovich presented on social impacts of developmental communication disorders, and Schwab spoke about setting appropriate caseloads for interventions. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Wyoming has received two regional awards. Foundation Director Amanda Montgomery was named the 2025 Southwest Region Outstanding Resource Development Professional, and the board was honored with the League of Eagles Award for its leadership, service, and commitment to advancing the mission of Boys and Girls Clubs of America. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. When was the University of Wyoming's Old Main built? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, how much revenue is generated each year by Wyoming ski resorts? The most recent data suggests that skiing brings in about $135 million to Wyoming's economy each year. Congratulations to Evan Bowman, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.